Quantity Radio.
Welcome back to the Quantity Radio podcast, where we talk about everything from love, relationships, spirituality, entertainment, you name it. I'm talking about it and we're giving you the tea on it. And today, I have a very, very special guest, Miss Naya Baby Toofly.
Hello. Okay. How's it going, everybody? It's your girl, Naya Baby, in the building.
Yes. Don't forget the Toofly.
Period. Follow me on Instagram, Naya Baby Toofly. I'm always
Toofly. As you can see right now, she is a woman of many hats. I'm talking rapper, dancer, pole fitness, photographer, model. I mean, I can keep going.
Period, because we can keep going. I'm a jack of all trades. We can keep going.
Yes. So she wears many hats and she does good at all of her jobs. So I had to bring you on. I'm so happy to have you on my show. It's a pleasure for you to be here. So we go back to 7th grade.
That part. Yeah. Y'all do the math. Count up them years. Y'all do the math.
Yes, okay. It's 2023 and right now.
You know what I'm saying? She about to hit her 30s club. I'm the 30s club. Just do the math. Do the math.
Okay. So it's been a while. So I want to start out with an icebreaker question just to get us up in there. And then we're going to get into the real shit. Okay.
Period.
So I'm going to give it a little shuffle. I can't shuffle, so y'all don't judge me. We just go switch the cards around. So I'm going to pick one. Let's see. If you could only save one, your mother or your significant other, who are you saving and why? You bet not.
Well, that deep breath, I was like, you bet not. I don't have one specific significant other, so I'm gonna just save the mom because you feel me.
It's my mom.
it's a couple of them. I'm gonna save the mom.
Okay. See, now you see what she said. She ain't just got one. We gonna talk about that. You asked me a question because we gonna talk about that.
Okay. Now look, I can't shuffle either. So this
split
is
them,
about,
baby. Just look, split them.
Hold on. Wait.
Okay, she goes, right, I could never do that.
We jack dealing at the, no.
Right, I could never fucking do that. Okay, you'll make me pick my own card?
Yeah, pick it and I'm going to read it.
Okay, I'm going to pick this one.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's see. Tell me about the three closest friends and what influences they have on your life.
Ooh. Let's see. I even got three close friends. That's fucked up.
Really?
I don't. I really.
You gotta tap back in with me. I got friends from fourth grade.
So we gotta be tapped in because I really don't have any three close friends, but I do have one close friend. Her name is Crystal. And what has she taught me? She has taught me.
I love her, by the way.
Yes. Crystal. Shout out to Crystal. She has taught me to speak my mind because she is the person that just says whatever comes to her mind, filtered, unfiltered. Mm-hmm. She doesn't care. Like, she's going to say how she feels. And sometimes, like, I kind of might, like, hold back a little bit. I'm kind of more passive with it, and she's more assertive with it. So she's definitely taught me to be like, nah, say what you got to say. Like, you know, if you don't like something or you feel certain type of way, speak up.
That part.
And then one of my other friends that just became one of my close friends, her name is Brenda. She was coworker turned friend. She has taught me to keep going and to always stay educated. Like, she's got her degree. She's working in the field that she went to school in.
That's
and
dope.
She's always, like, studying and looking up stuff. So it's like, okay, always keep yourself educated. And I'm a person that loves to learn anyway. So shout out to Brenda. She's taught me that. So, yeah, that's it for me.
Okay.
Now we could dive on into these questions, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we started, like I said, at Delta Sierra Middle School.
Right.
What was that? So, it was like Jasmine.
Devontae, James, Jasmine, Miata.
Miata.
Yeah, it was Miata, Devontae, James, Jasmine, me, you. There's somebody else too.
I feel like we was missing somebody.
No, we're forgetting somebody else. Denise Solorio was in it too. She, oh my gosh, man, she dope. Who else was in our little group? I'm trying to think. It was a couple of people.
It was a few people, because but the we main were so ones, versatile.
We went to different like groupings. We didn't just stay like
in one group. Yeah, it's like, you over here with this person this day. It's like, we wasn't like, okay, it's just us. Like,
I remember there was Quincy and Shaprice.
I remember and Quincy. Wasn't there a Terrell? Somebody named
Terrell. What's his last name? Terrell.
I can't think right
damn,
now.
I just seen him in a club. Really? I seen him in a club like probably like some months ago, and he seen me like transform into what I am now. And he's like,
damn.
Shania. Like, you know, somebody say my real name. Yeah, like, they know me. You. So yeah, I'm like, yeah. Terrell. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, you done, okay. You done glow.
Look at you. You glow real up.
You feel me? Because don't get me wrong. I mean, I wasn't ugly in seventh grade or high school. But I was a tomboy. Like, I played basketball. I was into sports. And then, like I stayed with my sister. And like, I was, how will you put it? I was the, I guess you would say, the child that wasn't her child. Mm-hmm. So, like, she had her own two children. So, like, everything that I had was, like, either, like, from the Goodwills, hand-me-down, like, or some shit like that. So, like, It was at a point where, you know, with certain groupings of friends, like, I guess you would say I just felt more open to hang around certain group of friends because they understood, okay, this is the struggle.
You was more comfortable. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's more like why I just went from hella different groups to find, like, close friends. But yeah. Devontae and James stayed till the end. Devontae just came to my birthday celebration. I'm so upset I just missed his birthday dinner past weekend.
Yeah.
I gave him a whole bunch of birthday posts because I'm always there for his birthday, like every year to pop out. So
shout out to Vontae. Yeah,
shout out to Vontae. Okay. Shout out Tay. Shout out James.
Yes.
My real ones. I love y'all.
Like them was day ones, and we all doing good and doing our own thing. Right. So shout out to the Delta Sierra crew.
Period.
Shout out to Delta Sierra, okay? Because we up. Yes, Stockton, California. So how was it growing up in Stockton for you? Like, I know you always put on for Stockton. Like, I'm putting on for the 209,
period,
for Stockton. You know what I'm saying? And we don't have a lot of people that do that. You know what I'm saying? And you're really, like, out there pushing the issue. Like, okay, like, I got this going for myself. I'm out here doing models. I'm rapping. I'm you know, I'm working my ass off. And I'm repping the 209. Y'all gonna know where I'm from. I'm putting on for the city. So, like, growing up in Stockton, you know, it was either you in the sports and you're doing this, or it's like you outside and like that gang banging type environment, or hanging with the wrong crowds and stuff. Like, if you look up Stockton, it's not known for nothing too good, you know what I'm saying? So to see you come from our city and flourish the way you are, first of all, I want to say I commend you for that, and I'm so happy for your growth. Shut up.
No, for real, I'm a Pisces. You trying to make me cry? Like,
I just did this makeup.
Like,
she like, hold on, let me get myself. Okay. No, but for real though, like, you're doing your big one. So shout out to you. But how was it like growing up in Stockton?
Honestly, with Stockton, you guys, like, it was kind of hard because you guys don't know, but like when I was younger, my mom had moved me to Lodi. So I was hella whitewashed. That's why I'm hella proper. Like, you know, I can go from being outside the hood terminology, or I could talk business with these white motherfuckers, talk that real, you feel me, executive shit. So it's like, I didn't know that that was a good thing when I was younger, because of course they'd be like, oh, you whitewashed.
Right, they make fun of the way you talk. Like,
you know what I'm saying? You sound hella proper. I couldn't dance. So y'all think that, oh, I'm dance master now. I had white girl rhythm, okay? Literally, I kid you not, I had did fourth grade inside of George Washington Elementary in Lodi. Mm. And then my mom had moved me out with my sister in Stockton. Mm. And she went to go live her life, do her thing. It is what it is. We got past that. I love my mom. But she went to go live her life. She did her thing. I was staying with my sister. And it was hard because it was like, I was hella whitewashing Stockton.
Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, now I got to meet new people. And no offense, but they're all black. You know what I'm saying? At least, like, I knew, like, okay, fuck it. I'm going to be alone. I ain't no other black people here, you know, at George Washington Elementary. But to be around so many, like, kids.
Did you
and feel then like
they didn't fit in?
Yes. Like, I just felt like it was, like, I was different. So then that's when I met Devontae and James. And Devontae was, like, a major, like, I guess, like, support system, major jacket, blanket, all of that shit. Like, Devontae made sure, like, when people would talk shit about me or they'd be like, oh, you can't dance, or oh, you sound whitewashed, or he'd be like, okay, and don't talk about her.
That's my friend.
Yeah. I'll beat your ass. Ooh. You know, so I just, like, I didn't have that fighter spirit like that. Like, it took me to grow into, like, that. I was very much so a pushover. I was very so much the type of person that will let people walk all over me until I had to, like, grow that backbone. And Devontae had to keep telling me, you need to stop letting people talk to you. You need it. Da, 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 da. You need it. I'm like, and then finally it took for one girl to, like, you know, press me in high school at Bear Creek. And then, I don't know, a warrior spirit came out. I beat her motherfucking ass. Devontae was passing out her motherfucking twisties to people around, like, woo, got her ass whooped. Remember my sister beat her ass. Woo, that was shit.
Oh my God.
So it was just hella, like, I guess you would say, I just had to, like, fight, like, you know? And then on top of that too, I wasn't the person that could go out to the parties. My sister was not having it. Like,
she was strict.
She was not fucking having it at all. And, like, I couldn't go to no parties. Mind you, I was on the basketball team. Mm-hmm. I ran track. I was with BSU. I was part of the drama club. I was always in, you know, in the plays and the acting. I actually got best supporting actress for Bear Creek. It's still in there and stuff. And so I was always, like, focus,
yeah,
you know,
focus and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. I think that's why, like, it made it easier for me to go throughout life now, because like I always had to balance, like, stuff. And then especially I went to modeling and acting school in Sacramento, John Robert Powers, and that was work in itself. You had to go from basketball practice, then go to modeling and acting class, then come home and do your homework, and then wake up for zero period because you're a TA, and then.
Yeah, so you didn't even have time to be in the bullshit. Like, you're go. Like, you know, I got business to handle. Like, I got grades to get. Right. I got basketball practice. So it's like, I'm not even in that bullshit that it surrounds Stockton. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So people would kind of probably, like, oh, like, being passive. Like, oh, you know, maybe I could pick on her or something like that. You know, kids are just mean like that. So it's like, when you grew that backbone, though,
period.
They knew, like, okay, oh, you're let not me not mess me no with her.
Period.
Let me not mess with her because I might get my ass whooped and my twisties might be getting passed out.
Period.
So... period. I love it because I was just about to say, like, how did you gain your confidence? And you just really answered my question, because I'm just like, you're so confident. Like, when you walk into, like, a room, or when your presence is there, it's like, you know.
Right.
Shania's in the building.
Period.
Like, you know Shania's in the building. So I love that about you. And I was going to say, like, so when did you start really getting into rapping?
Well, it started off with Bear Creek. I was on the basketball team, and we, on, like, our away games, we have to, like, sit in the bus for how long? So what are we going to do? We make beats.
Right.
Beats on this shit, you know what I'm saying? And then we had, it was me, Mia, Kim, and Lachey Lucky. And we would just, we had our little group called Scissors, you feel me? And it was me and Mia would just be in the back. We'd just be rapping. Kim and all them, they'd be making the beat and shit. And then for our senior night, I had made a rap for everyone. So I talked about what their, you know, what their strong points was. Like, okay, Kim shooting threes. Da, 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 like, and then I would just go down the line. I talked about the coach. And then everybody was like, okay, like, you know, that was really good. Like, and I started thinking, like, I'm a poet. I've done poetry since sixth grade. And then my coach was like, you know, poetry is the purest form of rap. So
I was just going to say that.
Yep. You know, I mean, if you don't, you know, pan out playing basketball, you could be an artist. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, and I start thinking to myself, like, yeah, you know what? I mean, I can. I'm going to do that. And then after that, I just started writing raps. Actually, me and Devontae and this girl, Juanita, had made a
Juanita
group.
With the big titties?
With the big titties, yeah.
Shout out Juanita, big titty Nita.
Big titty Nita.
Her brother was fine. Theo, he was fine.
Mm. He was a bad influence, but he was fine. They was my next door neighbors. It was Devontae upstairs, me downstairs, and Juanita right next door downstairs. So
bad.
So it was fun. Oh my gosh, Devontae, you are a major part of my life.
Devontae is up next.
Like,
up next.
The fuck? I love you. but yeah, so after that point, I was just kept writing more songs, writing music. And then I had wrote my first rap when I was in college. And I think, like, even then, I wasn't taking it serious until I had got my heart broke. When I got my heart broke by a guy that I was with for, like, 3.5 years, like, that's when it, like, opened my doors to, like,
okay, I'm about to do me. I'm about to do my music. I'm about to do my modeling. Because when I got with him, like, everybody seemed like it wasn't Nye. It wasn't Shania. It wasn't me. They were like, okay, you're not yourself. You're not trying to do your music. You're not trying to model. You're not trying to, you're just...
But why was that? Were you just so wrapped up into the relationship, or was it he was influencing you not to do that, or how was that? Why weren't you yourself?
He was abusive, like, spiritually, mentally, verbally, and the physically was, like, to the point where it wasn't like he was open-handedly just stalking me, but it was to the point where you choking me up, you hemming me up by shit and get ripped off me, nails getting broke, I'm bleeding, you slamming doors on me, throwing me into shit, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, so... It was kind of like I was depressed. I was like, I didn't really know how to like get into it, because every single time I would, it was like he would like basically be like, oh, you just want to be a hoe, or you want to go be around these famous people, or you know, he would tell people when I would go do music videos, because that's how it started. I was doing music videos for Stage, Priceless, all these people. Yeah. You probably fucking him. You
that was insecurity.
Yeah, I ain't never fucked Priceless. I ain't never fucked Stage. Stage actually eat my ass, but I didn't let him do it. But what? So it's like I never fucked, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, I felt like I was closed off, and I had to like just be in this bubble, and I kind of was like...
isolated.
Yeah, like, you know? I was isolated even from my family. My family was like, you're not the same with him. My mom, at the time when I was staying with her, because I had just graduated high school and I was in college, she ended up putting a restraining order out on me and getting me kicked out the house because she didn't like the guy I was with. She didn't want him coming over. She didn't want him around her. Period.
Because she knew what was going on.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it kind of was like time for me to just step out of that box when we finally ended it. You know what I'm saying? And then he became somebody else's headache. You feel me?
Yeah.
He's still giving people headaches. And I'm thank God that I didn't stay on that emotional roller coaster, because I know that that could have been my life. And I'm like, I don't want it.
Yeah, you can't play like that at all. So I'm glad you're out of that situation and you learn from that situation.
You're right about that.
Yeah. So, okay. So all those raps you were writing on the basketball team when you was on the bus, you was writing them, or you just freestyling?
So that's the thing. I'm a poet. So everything I do is like written down. If I was to freestyle something, I kid you not, I forget the shit. So what I'll do is I'll be freestyling or something, or say something hella raw, and then my cousin be like, I'm writing it down right now. I got it. I texted to you. And then I'll be like, Cuddy, what the fuck did I just say? I smoked too much weed. Fuck. What did I say? He be like, see, that's why I be telling you, just record while you just freestyling and play around. Voice memo and shit. So, but I'm a poet. I write everything down. And then, you know, I just memorize it and just go hard from there. Like,
Okay, yeah, because you'll be spitting. I'm like, I'm
if I freestyle, it's goofy. If I freestyle, it's funny as fuck. Like, it's stupid as fuck. Like,
but still flowing though.
Yeah, don't but it's just hella goofy. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
When you write your shit, you girl, I'm like, okay, she going in, because you know how to do my research. I'm like, I see you out there, girl, and you be doing your thing. So I'm just like, shout out to you again. You know what I'm saying? So, like, well, you kind of answered that already, because you were like, you have so much going on, like going to middle school and high school, juggling all the basketball and doing different things of plays and everything. Because I was going to ask you, like, how is it like staying so busy? Like, you got your hand in a lot of pots. So it's like, how do you organize, and where does sleep come in? Like, where that the part, naps come in? You taking baby naps, hopping back up, like, got a show, you know, like, what you doing? Like, how do you keep up? Like,
honestly, I know this might sound crazy, but I read this thing about Pisces that we can run off of 4 hours of sleep. And I didn't believe it was true until like I got older and I started realizing, like, when the fuck do I sleep? I just got off at 4 a.m. from my, you know, from my job that I work, graveyard.
Still working 9 to 5.
Yeah, just,
still.
Yeah. And then I ended up, you know, getting in the shower, all the good stuff, getting everything prepared for today, finding my outfit, went to bed at around like 5, 6-ish, and then had to wake back up hella early in the morning, do my baby, get everything ready for the, you know, for the interview. So it's like, I don't know when I sleep. Sometimes I don't sleep. There's been a couple of times where I go 48, 72 hours, sometimes not having no sleep.
Wow.
And it does be an emotional toll, but I know that, like, I'm not giving up on my dreams. I'm going to keep pushing. So the average person is going to lose sleep if you want to, you know, get to your goals. You know what I'm saying? There's somebody else sleep right now, and there's somebody else working on their fucking dreams. So what do you want to be? You want to be a person that sleep on your dreams, or you want to be the person that's out there fucking grinding for what the fuck you want?
That's what I'm talking about. It's like, you got put you a little nap in somewhere in there, but like, I'm going to get to the money. I'm going to get to my dreams. I'm going to get to the goals. So it's always good to have that mindset. Because I'm like, I wonder this girl sleep. Was she always on the go? You know what I'm saying?
People even ask me, like, do you do drugs? Do you do coke to keep you up? Like, I kid you not, my family has made, like, I've heard so many rumors about me. I've never done no drugs a day in my life. I'm actually allergic to liquor. I don't even drink hard liquor. I can only do wine and champagne. You feel me? Like, the enzymes inside of it will give me, like, instant alcohol poisoning. I'll be hella sick, throwing up, all the shit. Like, the people going to have to pump my stomach type shit. It's not going to be good. I'm not a drinker. So, people be like, how are you so naturally turned? How are you always awake? God. Mm-hmm. He gave me that spirit. Not everybody has it. He gave it to me, and I'm so thankful that he did.
He gave it to you for a reason. Right. Because he know the destiny. He knew. Like, this is where you're finna go. So, you going to need to be, you know what I'm saying? You're going to need to be up so you can get to the bag and get to your dream.
Right.
And you said you were a Pisces.
Yes, Team Pisces.
Team Pisces.
Y'all already know what it is.
Shout out to Pisces. You know what I'm saying? And a fellow water sign. I'm a Cancer. So, okay. We got the Pisces here.
We can get done dirty.
Yeah.
We at the bottom of the love triangle. We wear our heart on our sleeve.
Like, why? Because we're the most loving people. Like, to be the water sign is emotional in our feelings. We love hard.
And we wet.
Stop playing.
Water signs and we wet. Stop playing.
Right. Don't play with us like that. And we the coldest. You know what I'm saying? Why we get done dirty?
Right.
That's not fair. So tell me one thing about a Pisces. Tell me what's true. And what's the rumor? Because, you know, every sign is like, oh, Pisces are this, Pisces are that, or what is true and what's not true. So tell me one fact and one fiction.
Well, what's true, they be like, they're crazy. They are. They all crazy in their own way. Like, every Pisces that I've met, they got their own type of crazy, whether it's, you know, crazy in love, crazy over their kids, crazy about sports, crazy. They just engulf themselves in whatever they
love. If it's something that they love.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're very... Now, even if they don't, let them not like you. They gonna make it their mission. Like, you're going down. Like, and I don't know why, but it's like that. Like, we're very competitive. Like, so it's like, I don't know. And we love really hard. Like, they're very emotional. Yes, we are crybabies. All that is true.
Aww.
We're crybabies like a motherfucker. I'll cry in a minute. I'll cry and then sock you in the face. Don't lie. When I get mad and you see the tears, just know I'm serious as fuck. You really hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Like, and if my feelings get hurt, somebody gonna hear my mouth. Somebody hear my motherfucking mouth. I don't care.
She like, you gonna hear me.
Period.
You know, fuck them and hurt my feelings. We don't play about that.
I gotta call and vent about it. Yeah. Like, bitch, why is you screaming? Because I'm passionate about this shit. I'm mad. But I didn't do it to you. I know, bitch. I love you.
I know, but you gonna hear it.
Right.
I gotta talk to somebody.
Right. I gotta get it out. And then, let me see. One thing that's not true about Pisces. I think how they be like, oh, they're sneaky or whatever. Mm. No, because we're very blunt and straightforward. I just think that once we tell people what it is, they either like think like, oh, she's too sweet to be like that. Or she would like, if I tell you, nigga, do you want to be replaced? Do you want the next nigga to be fucking me? You better do your job right before I replacement. And then niggas is like, oh, she playing around.
She just mad that I'm dead ass serious.
Hello? Yeah, this nigga done fucked up.
In front of him, too.
Hello? This nigga done fucked up. But when he plays car right, he good. But, I think the sneaky part, because I feel like they do all that shit blatantly, like, openly.
Hold on. Wait a minute, because I used to date a Pisces, though. Okay, so this might just be the Pisces dudes. He was sneaky. He was he the last day of February. This ass was sneaky. Like, I don't know. Like, he'd be like, oh, I'm going out here. We didn't live in the same city. He was on some other shit and trying to make it seem like he wasn't on some other shit. Then he got caught up because my ass is an investigator, detective, CIA, FBI agent.
Period.
And you're going to get caught. You know what I'm saying? But he was a little bit sneaky. So, yeah. But you not. So, that's what matters.
Maybe it's the men, y'all. Maybe it's the men.
It's the men.
Because I'm not going to lie. I don't know.
You dated a Pisces?
I mean, I got a little Pisces boo right now, you feel me? Oh. And, I mean, how do I put it? It's not that it's sneaky. They just do shit to where it's like, you're not fully telling the truth.
So it's like, I didn't lie about it.
Yeah.
If I bring it up.
Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, or just like shit like, well, say if, like, cause you know niggas these days think they peas and shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I was just hitting the bitch up to get money out of her or whatever. Why don't the conversation say anything about some motherfucking money then?
You what
the
fuck? Dates and shit. You
see, like, y'all talking too much. Y'all talking too much.
Just say what it you is.
You
feel me?
You gotta be so specific with these niggas because they know how to go around the question.
Yeah.
You didn't specifically.
You're like, well, you said I could have hoes. Nigga, I said you can get that bag. Did she drop off the motherfucking bag? No. So, the fuck?
She tight.
No, so I don't will play say, with it. The Pisces dudes, they find loopholes. There we go. We'll say that. They find loopholes.
You some loophole ass niggas.
They got good dick, though. Damn.
Mm.
That's good ass dick.
Yeah.
She's like, well, was it good?
It was good.
Okay, it was good.
Shout out Pisces.
Serious. Shout out the Pisces with the big dick.
Oh. I cannot. Okay, so let's talk about your confidence level. Because you said, okay, back in grade school, you know, you was a little shy, a little whitewashed. So how did you come about having that confidence to just come up in the room and own that room? Like, I'm here. This is what I'm doing. And y'all going to feel it. Like, my presence is right here.
Well, first, I was insecure because I was 175 pounds, mm-hmm. 170 to 175 pounds. So even when I was in modeling and acting class and shit like that, I had auditions with Disney and hella shit. They didn't want me. They were like, we already got a black kid. Like, they're hella straightforward and cutthroat inside the industry. We already got a black kid, you know, and like basically like you're overweight. You need to lose some weight for the next like audition wow. type shit. So in my mind, I was like, okay, like, everything is about this fucking image shit. Mm-hmm. And then they were telling mm-hmm. me, oh, you're only 5'5", like a runway is this or whatever, if you really want to, you know, yeah. model. And then in my mind, I'm like, when you lose weight, my legs are hella long. They look like I'm super tall. When I have heels on, I'm the height that y'all need me to be. Yeah. So in my mind, I'm like, I'm about to lose weight. I'm about to transform myself. I worked out for a whole year and 7 months. And then I went from 175 to 120. So, okay. And then right now I'm 125, 127, 28 on bad, good day, whatever. So it's like, I kept the weight off all these years and I transformed myself into what, like, I knew that you know, the world would be, yeah, you yeah. know? And then, and even though I know people, if you're happy with your weight and you love you, there's plus size modeling. Don't feel like you can't do that either. But I knew that what I wanted to do, I didn't want to be a plus size model. I knew that my body stature, everything that I am, I'm petite. I knew that I could be that if yeah. I just work hard at it. So, you know, I had to work out, change myself, and then boom, here I am.
She said, boom, here I am, and I'm here to stay, yeah, okay?
Because when you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
Like, when guys was hitting on me back in the day, it was on the low, and I was their homie. Now I'm bad as fuck, and they looking back like, damn.
Like, you try to keep me low key.
Yeah.
Don't try to approach me. Don't push me now. Now.
Back then, they didn't want me. Now I'm hot, they always say, back
shout
then,
out Mike they, Jones.
Okay. 209-361. Look,
shut up. Because I knew I was saying a number.
Right. Hit me.
Hit me up. Okay. So it's like, because I'm like, my confidence is like, I feel like I'm slowly gaining confidence. I know I be on the internet, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. But it's like, I had to like work on my confidence within myself. Because right. I'm like, outside of the podcast, I'm like kind of passive and like kind of shy. But I've been working on my confidence, I would say, since like beginning of last year, and I'm coming more out there. I'm like, well, shit. Oh, I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna wear this unless I'm going here. I'm not gonna do this, or this might be too much, and I'm hella in my head.
Do you feel like you backpedaled? Like, because when we were in high school, you didn't give a fuck.
I was so just yeah. like out there, like yeah. that. Like, so, oh, I'm gonna say whatever. What? I felt like I did, because I'm not gonna lie. Like, the and that's another reason why I don't have a lot of close female friends, because of past trauma.
Right.
Like, I would have friends, female friends back in the day, they was cool, but they would say certain things to like put me down, or why right. you got that on, or why you say that, or this and this and that, like hella right. judgmental. So it was like, when I kind of hung around them, I kind of seen like my confidence level dwindle down, and like yeah. me being so outspoken. Even my mom was like, you were hella outspoken as a kid, you just said yeah. whatever, like, you know, fix your wig,
that's
or what
why
is this?
I can
this
understand like, you got the, you know, the podcast,
yeah, yeah,
you were so talkative, you know,
yeah. So I was like, I had to work on that, because I'm like, I let other people, you right. know, play a role in that. So I'm like, you know what, why am I still dwelling on that? I figured out the root of that issue. So now I'm like, you know what, fuck that shit. Like, yep, I'm wearing this outfit. I don't care if I'm going to the grocery yeah. store, or I'm going out and doing this. I'm gonna say what's on my mind, like, you know. So I had to work on my confidence, like you said. I kind of like backpedaled, but right. now I'm stepping more into it, you know? And shout out to you, because I'm like, even watching you and like your inspiration, I'm like, you know what, shit, I'm about to pop out. Right. Like that shit, like, I'm popping out.
Right. And that's literally my job, you guys. Like, ever since I was little, I had a dream. God had came to me and he said, if I wanted my dreams to come true when I got older, I had to help other people fulfill their dreams. Mm-hmm. Throughout my life, the only reason why I've gotten as far as I've gotten is because I've always helped people genuinely, just because that's just who I am. I don't want the blessings in return, but you feel me, they just come. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. When I like, you know, so I have a friend, her name is D. She was underneath this contract or whatever, you know, make a long story short, and I just felt like they wasn't doing what they need to do for her. Mm. And it's no discredit to her, you know, her company and the contract, but at the end of the day, you gotta put action behind your words. If you say, okay, I'm under contract, I'm your manager, okay, why, her hair gotta be done, her outfit's gotta be,
everything gotta be laid out,
you need
out.
To be able to book her shows, you need to be able to be putting her in front of A&R executive for Empire and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do stuff, you know what I'm saying? She didn't just asked me to just be, hey, be my manager, can you do this for me? It was, I seen something in her, you know what I'm saying? We're on a song together. If I'm looking good at the show, bitch, you gotta look good too. Mm-hmm. So if I go buy you an outfit, bitch, I'm gonna get you one too, because bitch, we gotta look good. The fuck? Yeah. And that's what her management company should have been doing. And that's just the type of person I am, for example, you know?
Yeah, it's like, you genuinely care, so that's what you're gonna do. Like, I'm gonna step in and see where I can assist you at, you know what I mean? And that's a good character trait to have as well. How did you come about being on Zeus Network?
Ooh,
we're gonna talk about Zeus. Give us the tea. Zeus Network.
Shout out Zeus Network. Shout out Natalie. Shout out my sis. Shout out Lemmy. Hold on, I gotta give a shout out my nigga Gak. Ooh, that's my friend. Shout out DJ Sky. You already know what the fuck it is. Shit. Shout out the executive producer Shane. And yeah, shout out all the EPs, all the executive producers. So with that, it was a couple of years back. Natalie had came out to the Bay Area to the San Francisco club. And
she from SAC, right? Or she be in SAC?
She be in SAC.
Okay.
She was. I believe she was born in Concord. And then she was living in EPA before, too. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But so then basically she had came out there. It was me, my girl Kiki, an ex-friend of mine. I forgot her name. That's why ex-friend of mine. Ex-friend. That was with us, too. So me, Kiki, ex-friend, and of course, who ends up in Natalie's VIP section?
You.
Me, okay? And who else is she saying, like, you girls need to stay together, you guys need to stay rocking with each other, keep popping out, keep doing, you know, events and stuff like that. She was just like, I'm going to actually be bringing baddies to the Bay, right? Mm-hmm. So it was, she didn't say it was called Baddies West or anything. She said, I'm going to be bringing baddies to the Bay. She was just like, and she was basically telling me that, you know, you need to audition for these other networks and stuff, because, you know, they be pulling people off other shows. She told me the One More Chance show was going to be casting, and that would be a good look. And then when I think about it, she took Rolly and she took Slim off of that show. So in my mind, I'm like, that would have been, like, you know, a good look or whatever. So then she was telling me, like, you know, when we bring it out here and stuff, you know, she didn't tell me the demographics on how, like, they would have auditions. And she just said that she was going to bring it out here. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, when you bring it out here, like, I'm trying to be on the show. You feel me?
Yeah.
So then what was it, like, a year and something had went by, and they were doing Batty South. And I'm like, okay, when she going to bring it out here to what? You feel me? So then, I believe it was, I don't know, somebody was telling me something, and like they seen something on her story or something, and I hit her up and I was like, sis, are you finally about to bring, you know, baddies to the Bay or whatever? And then she was just like, yeah, I'm about to bring baddies, you know, it's gonna be called Baddies West, I'm gonna bring it out there, auditions are gonna be such and such, I'm gonna post it, be on the lookout, you know, for the post or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I'm the type of person, like, I always keep receipts just in case.
Yeah, because you never know.
Yeah, but it is, like, and it's no ill will towards my sis. I love my sis, but at the end of the day, she did tell me that, you know, the audition was going to be, you know, look out for the post before it was posted.
Right.
So I sent it to Kiki, like, bitch, you need to come out here from Reno. Hurry up. Audition's about to come up. Woo. Then when my girl Kiki seen the actual post, she seen it before I did. She's like, bitch, you were right. You were telling the truth. Oh, my gosh. It is. I was like, I know. Nat told me. Woo.
Yeah.
So then... when I got to the auditions, it was me, my girl Kiki, our girl Juicy met us up there. My other girl, Kiva, met us up there. Just a whole bunch of, you know, girls met us up there. So when I get there, whatever, I don't know if people know me, but I don't do no motherfucking lines. I'm sorry. Like, no.
She lying.
I don't do lines. I have a real problem with lines. Like, and if I was going to have to get into a fight over cutting these motherfuckers, I didn't care because that line was wrapped all the way around the motherfucking
everybody
building.
Was trying
I promise
to get
you,
there.
It was over, what, over what, how, over 1,000 motherfucking bitches out there? Mm-hmm. I'm not what, and I got there late because I had to drive from Stockton.
So how did you cut the line?
I walked to the front. I seen the EPs that know me. They looked at me. I looked at them. I got in the front, got checked and searched. Right when I walked through the doors, Shane grabbed me like, come with me. I came with him. I'm like, where are we going? He's like, I'm taking you to the VIP section. I'm like, oh.
This is how I'm supposed to get treated around this
motherfucker. This is how it's supposed to be because I thought I was about to get into a fight, get jumped, whatever, in this line. But, okay,
yeah,
I get to sit
straight
pretty.
To the front, yeah.
Where are we going to VIP? We about to go with cast and crew? Oh.
Let's go.
Hello. So he took me back there, whatever. I got back there. Heaven Marina back there. I'm like, oh, what's up, sis? Heaven Marina back there. Razor back there. Mm-hmm. Stunner girl back there. Rolly, all the little people or whatever, all the cast and shit or whatever. Then once they like start filming the actual auditions, there was one time where they had all like the contestants, they were trying to find a room for them. Mm-hmm. So they had brought them to this like this side room before they put us in the VIP room. And that's when all the girls from Stockton and the Bay seen me sitting over there on VIP. And bitches was
they
hot.
Was mad.
They was
they
like,
was
why
mad.
The fuck?
They
like, first
mad.
Of all, she ain't even got hella ass. She ain't even whoa. Like, it's just. Like, it was like, damn, well, at the end of the day, like, I'm a badass bitch. Like, I don't gotta have none of that shit. My personality moves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and then plus my outfit was giving. I had the little pink little leather shit with the little
with
body
the little
out. With the little,
thing,
yeah, so
yeah.
I was like, okay. So then they looking and shit like that. A couple of girls came over there and they tried to sit down in the seats. The security snatched them up.
Excuse
you gotta
me.
Yeah, this is the VIP seat, okay? So oh, then shit. At that point, they noticed that we were like, you know, they were getting mad that we were sitting down. They had to stand up. So mm-hmm. That's when they moved us with the cast and crew. And they were just telling us like all that fighting and shit that they doing out there. Like them is hyenas out there. Like y'all classy. Y'all not trashy. We got the cute ones back here. We got the whichever ones back there. Whoever yeah. getting seen out there gonna get seen. If they not, they not. But y'all gonna have y'all time to shine. Mm-hmm. So he's like, play it cute, play it cool back here and you'll be good. Mind you, it couldn't even be play cute and cool back there because Krishan eyelash little nail tech or whatever came over there trying to start shit with us talking about, oh, I could be, I don't have to audition. I don't got to, I'm Krishan. I could just come over here and just sit in these seats.
Go do it.
Right. So then she was like, just basically saying like, oh, y'all ain't got nothing on me. And she said something about, I eat y'all bitches alive or some shit. Right. So I must've lifted up my leg like this standing straight up. I said, eat me. Right, just like this, eat me. And she laughed and was like, oh, you funny bitch, you're fine as you. I said, I'm a Pisces. She was like, oh, okay, just like her son. Oh, okay, I like you. But then the person sitting next to me, that was the fight that went viral. When Krishan came in jumping the girl, yeah. And the girl was getting dragged, and that's what was going on. And
wait, so the Baddies West, girl, I'm gonna be so lost. So the Baddies West was the Blueface and Krishan show that they were trying to do?
No, they had their own show.
Oh, okay, but they were just there.
No, because Krishan is on Baddies.
Oh, and she's on the Baddies. Yeah, yeah. Okay,
and then,
okay.
And then, of course, like, Blue's always with her, and he was the judge for the other, the Bad Boys auditions and shit, so it just made sense, and then plus the fans want to see them, so of course he came out.
To bring them out, yeah. Okay,
so,
okay.
But yeah, so then, you feel me, the girl says something to the other girl next to me, and the other girl's from Richmond. Boop! Stopped her, then they start fighting. Next thing you know, Krishan's nail tech was winning a little bit because the girl like fell and then her bra thingy went down, her titties was out. But then when Krishan came in, I'm like, damn, like she already getting beat up. Krishan started blinking from the side. I'm right there like, no. And in the video, I had on a jacket because it was cold, but you could still see the pink pants. Everybody was like, Snipe, bitch, is that you? What the fuck?
Trying to break the fight up.
Right.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
Right. And then, no, really, Captain Save-A-Ho, the girl, they told me to go help the girl put the wig back on in the bathroom and help her fix up her makeup and shit like that. So
yeah.
I'm helping the girl and whatnot, and she mad as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So
she's a whole bunch.
Right. So then after that or whatever, they talking about, okay, we're going to bring you guys in like groups of like five or six or whatever. And they was like putting us in like, they built the whole stage thingy, like that whole whatever it was. It was a set. It was built. So literally it's like you stand in the auditorium and then there's a set right there. Yeah. So we were behind the set and they were like telling us like, okay, well, you guys are going to get ready to go up. You guys are going to get ready to go up. And like we were back there and we could hear a couple of the auditions. We couldn't like literally see it, but we were like hearing it. So then when we went up or whatever, like they cut out a lot of shit or whatever. But my first and foremost thing I told them, like everything I do is for my daughter. My daughter's 3 years old. She's autistic. And I'm trying to, you feel me, like put on. Like I'm trying to better myself. I'm trying to, you know, put financial, you know, wealth and generational wealth, you know, behind my daughter. Like at the end of the day, like people don't know, but with autistic children, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it. They got to be in programs. They got to have classes. They got to have teachers. They got to, you know what I'm saying? Like speech therapy. They got, it's just, it's a lot that goes into it. And that is going to, it's going to be costly. Yeah, there's other, you know, programs that help you, but in general a child is already costly. You know what I'm saying? So and I was just letting her know, like, you know, I deal with the regular baddies shit on a regular day basis with the throwing the shit out, fighting and all shit. At that time, really, when I went to that auditions, I had just got into it with my godmom and my aunt, and I was like going through hella shit, and they had like basically like kicked me out and threw all of my shit on my mom's front lawn, and that's while I'm driving to Oakland. My mom's calling
while
me
you're
like,
on the way.
Yeah, my mom's like, your godmom and my twin sister, your auntie, like that, like all of your stuff is just out here. Mind you, I got camera equipment. I got, you know what I'm saying? I got my laptop. I got shit. So in my mind, I'm like, I better fucking make these fucking auditions.
Right, I better. I'm like,
if it wasn't auditions, I would have turned around. But I was like, no, fuck that. I got to get there. So I'm telling them like what's going on or whatever. And I'm telling them like at the end of the day, like I've always been the person where people gang up on me, and it's always I hate Shania fan club. You know what I'm saying? And then even then, people turn into friends. People like hate on me. They see my energy. They see I'm a genuine ass person. They get to know me, and they be like, damn,
she's
I feel bad
cool,
that
like,
I didn't like you. You know what I'm saying? Like.
So wait, like, I know when I watched the audition, you said that, and you said that you were kind of like the black sheep.
Yeah, I definitely am.
Like, why was it like that? Like, people love to hate Shania. Why do they love to hate Shania? Like, what is it? You're so genuine, you're helpful, supportive, talented, sweet. Why?
Because people that have like a spirit like mine gets under people's spirit that isn't like me. When you have something that someone doesn't have, they don't know why they don't like you. They just don't like you. You know what I'm saying? And I've had people say that, like, you're irritating as fuck. I just don't know why I don't like Shania. I just don't like her. So you don't like that I'm bubbly. You don't like that I'm goofy as fuck. You don't
you're
like
projecting.
That I'm myself. You don't like that I could just be wild and free. You don't like that I could just walk out in anything. You don't like that I could walk around looking like a fucking bum 98% of
the
chance, but
confidence.
That 2%, bitch.
That
motherfucking 2%, it gets underneath their skin. I'm the type of person, they might want to go up and go talk to somebody, might want to go do a business venture. I'm getting up. Hello, hi, how's it going? I'm Naya. I'm for Stockton.
While they in the corner.
And you in the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not my fault that, like, you know, I'm lit as fuck and I'm turned up as fuck. Like, if people, you know, want to be that way, they can find it in themselves to be that way. Step outside your box. Step outside of your comfort zone. Do something out of the norm, you know what I'm saying? Like, have an event, you know what I'm saying? Get dressed up, get dolled up, do a photo shoot. Do something out of the norm to make yourself feel happy, you know what I'm saying?
They restricted themselves to just this little area. Step outside of that, and you'll see what all you can do and what all you can accomplish.
Like, me and my cousin Renee, shout out Renee, I love Renee. That's one of my favorite little cousins. And we just be talking and shit, and she's one of the, she's one of the main people that that knows, like, damn, family be hating on you. So she be giving me the drops. Yeah, my cousin be giving me the drops. I know what's up. Yeah. So I know I'm the black sheep. I know my name is being brought up amongst the family. I know I'm being chopped up, okay? And it's all lies anyways. And I can tell you the truth. But yeah, so a lot of my family and people like that, they feel like I act like hella like Hollywood, or I act like I'm hella like I'm all that, or I act like I'm Shania. Like no, bruh. I'm y'all family. Like, we could go
you
up together.
That.
You feel me? We could go up together. Every single time I had events, I would invite all of my family. Of course, some people got work. Some people got kids. I understand. But guess what? I got work and I got kids. So in my mind, I'd be like, you guys can do what you want to do when you
want
to do
when you want to.
You know what I'm saying? But if, and I've had certain family members that do come out and support. So certain family members, yes, I fuck with y'all. I really do. But the majority, I just feel like they just don't care for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it is what it is. Cause at the end of the day, I'm still going to be lit. I'm going to still show up just like I did on Easter. Hello. And the ones that's going to talk is going to talk. And the ones that's not is going to, goodbye, y'all not there. I don't even see you. Yeah. It is what it is. But my mom, of course, she's a Libra, so she's always a peacemaker. She's like, say hi, come out. She hates when I don't come to the family events. She gets upset. Mind you, all my siblings are in their 40s. My mom is hella old. I was a kid. That wasn't supposed to happen. So she just be
so you the baby of the bunch.
I'm the baby.
Okay.
And it'd be like, damn, how I'm the baby and my old ass cousins, y'all grown and shit, y'all older than me, y'all hating on me and shit.
And
like,
they acting childish.
That part.
Okay.
Like, real childish. Real, real childish.
So, Tommy said that you were her favorite.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that lying ass bitch. Fuck her. Tommy, you a lying ass bitch.
I wasn't your favorite. You did that shit for publicity. You did that shit for clout. You did that shit because we was fucking with each other in the hallway taking pictures and you was fucking with my energy. But you didn't take the time enough to actually get to know me, because if you would have got to know me, you would have known that everything I do is from the motherfucking heart, nigga. And I don't get down with that fake ass shit.
Okay, rewind. Press pause and play. Okay, what the fuck did Tommy do? Because I thought it was good.
Mind y'all, I haven't even discussed this. Tommy, you said that I would have posted your paragraph that you wrote me after you blocked me because I'm a clout chasing ass bitch. Not clout chasing. Question got asked, and now I'm about to answer it. So, with that being said, if you're my friend, right? If you get into a fight and bitches is jumping you, stunning as people's jumping her, okay? You get into a fight, right? I'm there in the midst of it, but we all pepper sprayed. Bitches can't see. Hella shit going on. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, there's people in the bay that ride for stunning. They do. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And my friends, they fuck with stunning. So my girl Avoya and her gay partner or whatever, they had her wig.
And they had
Steniger? They had Tommy's wig. Pink wig that she had wore that y'all gonna see on the next episode for this Sunday coming up or whatever. She had this pink wig on or whatever. And me, if you're my friend, and I know that people is trying to make videos holding up their wig, like, yeah, Tommy, we got your wig, bitch. Ooh, synthetic ass shit, ooh, talking shit. Of course I'm gonna try to get the wig back from them. For you, so there's no videos, because that video went viral of them holding Tommy's wig, and I mean, I wouldn't want to be disrespected like that, and I feel like, I know it's the internet, but people do got feelings and emotions, you know what I'm saying? Yes. So if it was me, I'd be mad as fuck if somebody had my wig, and I'm walking around looking like how I'm looking, and bitches is online, and it's going viral. You going viral off my wig, like, that's hella bootsy. So in my mind, I was trying to get, she was like snatched up naked. She was fighting with titties out, no wig on. I tried to get her bralette back for her. I ended up getting it back, got all the little pieces for her, all the shit. Mm-hmm. Tried to get her wig, ended up arguing with her people. Her people was avoiding. Gay dude was like, I don't give a fuck, I'm not giving you the wig, I was like damn near begging him, like, please friend, just give me the wig, you don't need the wig, what you gonna do with the wig?
What are you gonna do with the wig? Just get it back.
Just give me the wig. I said, I'm cool with Tommy, like it's a sentimental reason, just give it to me for sentimental purposes. Yeah. It's all right. Whoop. I ain't giving a shit, I don't give a fuck that bitch Tommy. Whoop. Okay, so boom, then I go to the other people, try to get the bralette, got the bralette back. Whoop. I messaged her, tell her, like, I tried to get your shit back. Whoop. I got the bralette back. Boom. She never opened the message, never seen it, never nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Weeks go by, somebody posted or reshared the video of me trying to get the wig back from the gay boy, because they were recording me trying to get the wig, and then I shared it on my story, and then she finally seen it, mm-hmm. and was just like basically saying, like, you a broke-ass, clout-chasing-ass, bum-ass bitch like the rest of them, and I know you want to hurry up and post this because you're a clout chaser, and something about, she it was a paragraph. She went in on me.
She going, like, in on you when you're trying to help her and get your stuff back. Yes,
and then she gonna tell me, like, no, that's not from no genuine heart. You just like these regular ass bitches. Like, I almost wanted to grab my phone and start reading her exact words. Because it was to the point where it was like, damn. And then I wrote her a paragraph telling her, like, you don't know me like that, but if you was to know me, you would know that everything that I do comes from a genuine place. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then me and her both got the same designer. That very weekend, she was about to have a photo shoot with my designer, and he told me to come out there and be his assistant because he knew I was cool with her. But then when I said, nah, fuck that bitch. Oh, yeah, I want to come, all right, because I'm a fire on that bitch when I see her. He was like, oh, you can't come because that's going to mess up the business. I don't want to, like, mess up, you know, because...
What he got going on.
Yeah. And I understood, you feel me? I'm like, okay, I get it, you feel me? You don't want to mess up your business that you got going on with her or whatever. Because when when he seen the paragraph, I sent it to him first, and he called her and told her, like, that's my girl. Like, yes, she's cool as fuck. Stop. She's not like that or whatever. She said, oh, okay, well, I'll see you Saturday. Mm-hmm. Just left it as that and then blocked me. So if you... What the fuck? So you write the paragraph, then you block me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just feel like it was hella weird to me because I'm a real ass person. I'm a genuine person. If my bitch get her shit snatched, I'm going to try to get it for her. You know what I'm saying? So then after that, I was like, okay, well then fuck you then, bitches up. I tried to tell you. I had the people reach out to you. You still talking about I'm some broke ass, fake ass, whatever. Whoop. Okay, well then it is what it is, bitch. When I see you, it's up. So, yeah, bitch. Slid to L.A. real quick in my new little Jeep Liberty, you feel me, slid real quick, went to the motherfucking red carpet of Baddies West, and guess what, I ended up working my way up to being the motherfucking the executive producer's PR assistant. So I was opening up the rope for the motherfuckers to come in. Yeah So when I opened the rope and the baddies walked on in, guess who wasn't with them?
Tommy wasn't there,
and Stunner wasn't with them. But guess what, bitch, you would have got fired on. I don't care when or where. Bitch, it's up. Fuck you. Next question.
Oh, shit. Okay, yes, let's move on. So you did a fashion show on Basketball Wives. Yes. In front of Jackie Christie. And who else was it that was up there?
It was Jackie, Duffy,
Duffy, Jen, DJ Duffy.
Jen, and it's, what is her name? It's on the tip of my tongue. She's hella fine. The chocolate one.
Malaysia.
No, it's not Malaysia.
Who?
No, it's not. Brandy was there. No, it wasn't Brandy.
I'm about to say Brandy Malaysia.
No, it's not. It's not her. What is her name? It is. Isn't her name?
I the chocolate one that used to be a fighter. You talking about that girl? Kind of thick.
Either way. It was the cast of Basketball Wives, LA. And what's so crazy, Natalie was there too. Natalie was there at the show too. She was there too. There was a lot of celebrities and people inside the building for, you know, the model experience and, you know, for LA Fashion Week and the red carpet and shit. It was pretty dope. When I actually got there, I didn't know that I was going to have the opportunity to be on Basketball Wives LA. I didn't know that. When I got there, I seen the cast and crew. And the minute, you know, first thing I do, I'm over there. Right. Hi, Jackie.
Hey, my name is...
I am such and such. Oh, she's like, oh, let's get a picture. I'm like, oh, come on, let's get a picture. Ooh, yeah. We got our picture. And somebody else, oh, and she did a video on her phone. I asked her for the video. She never sent it to me. But Jackie, when I see you again, I want that video. So we did a little video, and then she was like, oh, you're going to walk? I'm like, yeah. And then they were basically saying, like, oh, we're filming for Basketball Wives LA today. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, okay. So they're going to be getting the fashion show. The thing is that everybody's not going to be seen, and you can't get everybody, and there's so many designers. They only covered my designer. Mm-hmm. So it was like, when they covered my designer, they sent, like, a video release form, and they were saying, like, they want to use you guys' segment for the show. So, wow. Mind you, there are so many designers that come to LA Fashion Week, and there's so many other, like, and shout out Riser Footwear. She was the one that gave me the opportunity to walk for her and to be in that segment. If I wouldn't have been in her segment, I wouldn't have been on the show. And I honestly wasn't her model. I had walked for both my designers, and I seen her designs and her shoes, because she makes shoes and stuff too, and they're so raw. And I'm like, can I model for you? And she's like, oh, sure. Like, you know, you're a beautiful, wow, wet, come model. So, and then it just unraveled then. So, you know, shout out Basketball Wives LA.
You didn't
shout
even
out
know
VH1.
You was going to be on there. That you part, just came I in, didn't, you know. See, it's about being in the right place at the right time.
Period, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was really cool, you know. There's a lot of people that came out there, and they actually knew that they were going to be filming for Basketball Wives LA. I guess they had, like, some connections or something, and they were actually trying to get seen, and they didn't. So I just... I'm thankful for the opportunity that, right, you know, that I've been on Zeus Network, that I've been on VH1, that, you know, that I've been on BET, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people within their young years of life, because we're not that old, we're in our 30s, their young years of life, they have not been able to see or do the things that I've done. And I am thankful because I put myself out there,
yeah,
so I can, you know, be a part of these things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you've been doing a lot of things, so definitely you've been blessed to be in those opportunities and those positions, for sure. So you also do pole fitness.
Yes, right over here off Fremont Street. Come holla at me, ladies. If y'all want a sexy workout, come meet me at the Combine Pole Fitness Gym, okay? And guess what? Yes, we're going to get that sexy workout in, okay?
How did you get into that? Like, you just wanted, like, I want to do pole. Is something that you were already into, or how did that come about?
Well, first it started off, I was a cocktail waitress at Deja Vu out here in Stockton. And I was there for about like 3 years. And then they had, they were changing over management. And one of their managers was like sexually harassing me. And he wanted to get me to be a stripper. And I was telling him like, no, like, you know, I'm young at the time too. Like I'm like probably like fresh 21, just turned 21. And I'm like, oh no, like, I just want to be, I want to be a cocktail waitress because I'm studying to be a bartender. Cause through them, you could start bartending there and you can get your license to working with them or whatever. So I was like, I wanted to be a bartender. Right. So, in order to be a cocktail waitress at Deja Vu, you have to know the stage show. Like, you have to do pole tricks and to entertain the crowd while the dancers are getting ready and before they do their lineup and their walkthrough where they walk out and show all the dancers. So, basically, I would see all the, you know, all the cocktail waitresses, and there was this one girl, Callie, fine little Asian little short bitch, but mean as fuck, just mean as shit. She's a Cambodian or like it was something that she was, and she was just she fine though, fine, short, thick, tattoos up the thigh. She knew all the fucking pole work, but she was a bitch. She was so mean. I would ask her every day, like, "Can you teach me how do you do that?" They're just like, "No." When you got hired here, you were already expected to know pole tricks. That's what we do on the halftime show. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, and mind you, so then I just started watching her, watching other girls, getting up there, falling down, figuring it out on myself, you know? Yeah. And then after that, I was trying to, like, sue the manager or whatever for the sexual harassment. And then it was, like, admissible in court because the contract that you sign is basically saying, like, you're subjected to, like, for whatever, because that type of environment
that you're in. You know what I'm
saying? Right. So they had already had somebody try to sue them, and it didn't work out. So they already knew, like, it wasn't going to work out for me. So they put me on this leave, and then when the court didn't pan out, when I came in that day off of leave, they gave me my last check. So then I got hella bills. I'm living by myself. I got a car at that time. I'm having to like pay bills. And when you're a cocktail waitress, you make just as much as a stripper because these niggas want you to be a stripper. They see you and they like tipping. Damn, I want you. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're giving you drinks. You get them drunk enough, they tipping you. You feel me? So I had big bills and I had to like make money. So then I went out to San Francisco. I started stripping and stuff and I started dancing. And then I just started like, I went to Sunnyvale. I started dancing at Brass Rail. That's when I met like a couple of dancers that I still fuck with till this day, you know, and I just started like just venturing out into the stripper world. And then once I actually had my child, my baby daddy was using that shit in courts and he was trying to take my child away from me.
Against you.
And my ex girlfriend at the time, she had gave him information and it was on court document paperwork. So yes, you're a rat. Yes, you're a snitch, and you know who you are, and she probably gonna watch your podcast. And I seen all the paperwork with your name on it, so, yeah. And she tried to get my daughter taken away from me, had some false accusations, had all of our videos, pictures of us stripping and shit like that, and then my baby daddy got the information from her. And, you know, and it was to a point where I had to stop stripping because they literally, like, they gave me visitations. To see my child.
Because of that.
You know what I'm saying? And he had already kidnapped her, and I was trying to get her back from him because he signed the birth certificate, and because that's her father.
They let it slide.
Yeah, it wasn't kidnapping. It's just technically don't know where your child is. She's with her father type shit. So then when I finally am, like, getting everything together, I'm like, fuck it. Like, I'm gonna quit dancing. Like, I know I'm getting hella money. Like, it's paying for my music. It's paying for my studio. It's paying for my cars. It's doing all the shit that it's supposed to do. Like, my daughter is more important. And mind you, I was living in L.A. when I conceived her. So he was still in L.A. in the house that I left when I moved back to Stockton. So it's like I had to travel back and forth to L.A., you know what I'm saying, every weekend, like, to see my daughter. And then finally I was like, I'm gonna just quit. If I just quit and I get a regular 9-to-5 job and I just start, like, basically in the eyes of the judges, in the eyes of, like, these white people, no offense, y'all, like, it was frowned upon, the shit that I was doing. They said they couldn't hold it against me, but they were saying, if you was really looking for your daughter, why were you here in Vegas dancing here? Why was you here dancing here?
It's my job.
Why
was you here dancing here?
I know. And it's like, the mediator, the lady was so biased. She was a white snooty lady, and she just basically was on his side. He was playing that fucking single father role, that single father role. Like, yeah, she doesn't. Mind you, I've been looking for the baby. And when I'm not looking for her, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I still got to make money. I still got to work. So then after that, when I just, you know, I retired from it, got my job and shit like that. That's when I was like, but I still got to do pole. Like, that's how my body stays right. That's how, you feel me, I stay fit. And that's how I get my mind right. Like, when I'm just dancing on the pole and freely just being myself, just dancing in general.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can get out of like a depression state. I can get out of being sad, being mad, anything. Like, I can just,
because you get in that zone. Yeah, like, you're not, you thinking know? About all that stuff that right. weighs you down.
So I start. So then this one girl had seen that I was teaching pole fitness at the warehouse where I do my stripper after hours parties out south. And she was just like, they're looking for instructors. You know, it's a real legit gym. You'll be able to have your own gym and you can teach your classes and da 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 da. So then I checked it out, went in for an interview, got hired, and I've now been there for a year, and I started in the first week of February, so for a year, about like a year and 2 months now. So it's you know, sometimes it has its ups, sometimes it has its downs, you know. The clientele, sometimes it's big, sometimes it's not. But honestly, I love to teach, so I don't care if it's one person. We in there clapping ass. Period.
Right, and
okay.
It's something that you love to do, so you know? It's good no matter what.
Yeah, and just to see them happy and them feeling like the woman empowerment, that's the part that I love.
Sexy,
they feel
confident.
Yes, because just like how you said, you need to come to one of my pole classes.
I need to start feeling yourself, okay?
You're going to see yourself in the mirror. You're going to be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
The babies.
who is that?
When do you do your pole dancing class, so, your pole fitness?
Every Thursday, I have a private class where you can do one-on-ones, or you can have your group class from 5:30 to 6:50, and then I do my group classes from 7 to 8.
Okay.
And then Saturdays, I do my one-on-ones from 8 in the morning to 9 in the morning.
Okay, girl, you got a schedule down, packed and everything for that. Yeah, so it keeps you in shape and boosts your confidence, gets you feeling sexy for yourself or for your man or whoever.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely going to have to check out one of your classes for sure and see what it's about.
Please do.
So what is your favorite thing to do outside of entertainment? Like, if it's just regular, degular, schmegular, Shania chilling, I don't have anything booked right now for today, what would you be doing? Like, you like to draw? Do you like to go out and, you know, just travel different places? Are you a foodie person? Go to different restaurants? What is your favorite thing to do?
Honestly, like, kind of a little bit of all of the above, because, you know, we're water signs, so we go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? So, honestly, I love basketball. So whenever I get around a court, or if I get around, I can see some little kids. I got heels on. Let me throw that ball real quick. Come here. Let me throw that. Got on nails and everything. You can't play.
Let me see that.
Ma'am, you can't. Go ahead and give me that ball real quick. I shoot it. Oh, she made it. Like, and then they're all looking at me like, what the heck? Like, you know, I love anime. So, yes, I'm an anime freak, y'all. I might not look like it, but I'm
I wouldn't
anime.
Have got that from you. Yes. See, it'd be like,
I love fucking
like
anime. Trunks is my husband from Dragon Ball Z. Inuyasha is my motherfucking husband. Who else I wanted to fuck from the cartoon world? Because
oh
them
my
niggas,
gosh.
Because when I was little, them niggas was my niggas. Them, I promise you, my cousin had gave me a Dragon Ball Z card with Trunks on it. And I had that till I was grown, until I got my purse stolen from me on the Amtrak. And I had that motherfucking card in there. And I promise you, Trunks is my husband. I'd kiss it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was grown. So in my mind, I'm like, yeah, we fucked. That's my nigga. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have little anime babies and all the shit. I don't went to anime conventions.
I was about to say, have you been to Comic-Con and stuff like that? Like, have you been?
I have. And I'm also Catwoman on Hollywood Boulevard. So I dress up as Catwoman. I take pictures with the tourists. My friend is Robin. I have another friend. He's Zorro. He has a twin brother. His other twin brother is Zorro, too, or he be Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
And these motherfucking people out there be tipping me $100 to whip them with my whip. They be tipping me $20 a photo. $20 per character. Stop playing with me. I'm to the back. When y'all see me in L.A. and y'all see me in that Catwoman costume, I'm to the back.
Like, I'm getting to the back. Don't play with me.
I love, like, basically all my stuff that I do that's for fun still kind of generates money. Because I like
and
to do.
That's the best.
Yeah, I like to do photography. That generates money. I do the makeup, hair and the styling. That
gets
generates
to the
money. Yep. You know what I'm saying? And then, I just love hanging and spending time with my daughter. I like taking her to, there's this, like, little, it's called Gym Stars. And they have, like, this little, like, it's, a, like, a play Gym Stars area for, it's right over here off off Hammer Lane for the kids. And then they have, like, this other little fun house, little place that they just built over there by the big super Walmart. So I just like to, you know, spend time with my baby, bond with her, and just basically do everything that I love, really.
Okay, okay. So what would your self-care routine be like? So are you taking bubble baths? Are you, you know, chilling at the house?
Shout out my Pisces, because that nigga know he got to massage this feet. He got to massage these legs, this glutes. You know what I'm talking about? He got to massage everything. He already know. He, you know what? I love you. I love you. You know what? I've been being mean
you
to you.
You the one I love.
I've been being mean to you, and I'm going to be more nicer because at the end of the day, you be putting up with my bullshit, and you really don't got to because I'm an asshole. I'm not even going to lie.
Like, well, let you admit it.
When it comes with to guys, because I like women more than I like men. I love pussy. Like, dick look ugly to me. Like, it do. Like, I just don't like the way dick look like. And then some of them got the shit where you got to peel it back. Some of them got the shit where it's hella dark, but then pink at the tip. Some of the shit curved. Like, I don't know how y'all could think that that shit is cute, but it's not to me. I don't like it. Niggas send me dick pics. I almost said his name. I almost said the artist's name.
Don't you? Oh, wait a minute. What artist? I was going to
say, he just sent me a dick pic. I don't like the way it look, but I like him as a person. Like,
so but you don't like the way it look, but it feel good.
It do. I like a good dick down from the back when I don't got cobweb coochie. You feel me? Yes, because it's cobwebs on this shit. I don't even know if it work no more sometimes, okay? But,
I cannot literally. Right. I just. Give me a minute. Hold on.
No, for real. That's why when Sukiyan was talking about this pussy tight like a Asian ching chong or whatever, eyes or whatever. Yeah, this pussy tight, baby. Yeah. Okay.
She said, I've been doing nothing. Okay.
Yeah, it's tight. My God. Yeah, okay. And when I say cobwebs, yeah. Yeah, cobwebs.
That shit popped in my mind from what was a scary movie. Yeah. Where he opened up and the bats flew out of shit.
And then the weed whacker and shit. Like, I promise you, okay?
I am fucking dead.
I just was about to come out of retirement, but then they fucked up. They didn't have a bag, so I didn't get undressed. But I had shaved just for that event. Uh-huh. And if I wouldn't have shaved for that event, I would have been Chewbacca in that motherfucker. I would have been Chewbacca with cobweb coochie in that motherfucker. But you know what? I was like, let me shave. You know, I save a little strip, though. I don't like baby pussy. My baby pussy is bald. I'm tired of looking at bald pussy. I got to have a little strip something. I'm grown. I got to have something. Shit. Let me something. But,
Oh, my God. So, no waxing for you. You're just like.
I got waxed once, and I got burned. I'm never going to do it again. I got wax burned. My skin is so sensitive. She said she used the sensitive stuff.
Did she put, like, oil on it afterwards? Like,
yeah,
like a
she
little...
did. She did. But it's still, like, it was burned. Like, I can't do it. I'd rather be hairy. Y'all going to have to deal with it. If you want to fuck with me, you better move the hair to the... Better move the hair to the side.
I am fucking with better... you. Okay. So you said... I mentioned significant other earlier, and you said, you know, you got more than one.
Yeah.
They know about.
Okay, so I got my wifey. You guys can follow her on Instagram, POB Sancho. She is amazing. Okay, she is amazing. She's an amazing mother. She's an amazing. She works like, you know, like with old folks type home type thing. Mm-hmm. So you know, she's a great spirit. She can dance her little ass off. She's a natural beauty. She don't wear makeup.
Okay.
She's a Filipino Native American and Latina. Mm-hmm. So she has that exotic ass look, long hair. And she's little. She's like
little small petite.
Yeah, like I just pick her up and be having her in the air and shit. Like she's no for real. Even at parties, people be looking when they see me and her on the dance floor, they know I'm eating pussy through clothes. That's what they know going on. I'm riding her, I'm dancing on her, I'm picking her little ass up, I'm just doing whatever. I'm daddy. So shout out my wifey. I love her. She's always supporting me and promoting me. And then I got my Pisces, you know, we're not going to name him, but he knows who, we're going to call you Pisces. We know who he is. And you feel me? Then I got like, you know, I got my little friend, my little, my little boo or whatever. He my little friend. You feel me? He just got me a little chain. You feel me? I was gonna wear it today, but it kind of wasn't matching. It was like doing too much. I was gonna wear it, but I'm like, with this going around this and that, too much. But he got me a little chain. That's my little boo. But he's skating on thin motherfucking ice because he fucking recorded me while I was asleep while he was giving me a massage, and he posted it on Instagram, and I got mad as fuck. Like, why would you post me while I'm sleeping? While I'm sleeping. Friend, why? Friend, why? Do you not want to be my friend no more? Delete it.
Check in with me first before you do shit like that. Yes. Please.
And then I got my girlfriend.
Wait.
Wifey, you got a girlfriend too. So I already told you I got a girlfriend. So don't be mad when you see this, but I got my girlfriend. And like, she not really my girlfriend, but she my girlfriend, but she not. Cause it's like, she knows she is. Cause I tell her she is, but she be like playing. Like,
yeah,
it's like, she really like girls and I really like girls, but she like, I think she like, I don't know. Like, I think she's more the type that like wants like a manlier man, because I feel like she doesn't take me serious with my advances.
So she wouldn't need like a stud or something.
Yeah, maybe like, cause the thing is, like, she's already like
press on her
daddy. Like, way she is, she's like kind of like, I'm like hella bubbly, and she like, what's up, baby? Like, you know, she like that. Yeah, like, she hella laid back and hella chill. Like, and like, I like to be daddy, and she likes to be daddy. So I feel like,
you have two daddies.
Yeah, I feel like it just like might kind of clash, cause like when we be dancing in the clubs, I want to be behind her, and she like, nah, bitch, turn around, and I'm like, shoot a turn around like shit. So it's like, you know, I told her that I had a big crush on her. I wanted her to be my girlfriend, but she don't even never taking me serious. T.S. Avi, yeah, you my girlfriend. Fuck is you talking about? You my motherfucking girlfriend. Yeah.
Period.
That way. I'm gonna see you tomorrow, baby. You see my choice. Wife and my motherfucking girlfriend tomorrow. Okay.
And there it is. I love she just so out when she like, look, this is what it is, this is what it is. You don't have any say so. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, I told the little Pisces, he can go get his little dick sucked. I told him. I said, you can go get your dick sucked, because I don't suck dick. I've been retired from that shit. I've been retired. I kissed my baby in the mouth. I can't do it. It's a psychological thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you want to go get your dick sucked? Go have a bitch suck your dick. I'm not doing it. As long as you tell me. The minute you don't tell me, I look through your phone, I see the shit, you're getting replaced.
Because you're being sneaky.
Period. Don't be already sneaky. Gave you a green light. I said don't, you could do it.
Yeah.
So if I'm telling you could go do this shit.
Like, hey, baby, I'm gonna go get some handle real quick. Go ahead. That's all hard. Right, thank you for that.
Nut on her face, too.
Oh, my God. Who's your favorite celebrity that you've met so far and why?
Oh, my favorite celebrity that I've met. Michael Blackson.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Yes, you motherfucker. Yes.
It's some bullshit. Yes.
Okay. Because that nigga is really funny in real life. Yeah, but, so, he's funny. It was the what award show was it? It was the Oscars. It was the Oscars. It was the Oscars after party. We out in LA or whatever. We in Hollywood, and he had came through the little lobby area where I was at, and I'm like, Michael Blackson. And he was like, you talking to me? Like he just he's just being like his funny song. I'm like, excuse me, like, you know, like, I mean, you funny as fuck. I've always watched you. Like, you feel me, like, can I get a photo with you? Or he's like, nah, you can't get no motherfucking photo with me. Like, and I was like,
oh, shit. Like he, but
like,
he was playing.
Yeah. I was like, damn, he really mean in real life? Like, he was like, nah. And then some people were like, oh, you're not going to get a photo? He's like, nah, just play, don't play. And then he got ready to take the photo. He's like, come on now. He's like, come on now. You asked for a photo. Like, he's like, come on, rush it. Like, and then he was like, come on, get a good angle. Give me a good angle. Like, he's really goofy. Like, yeah. I can see myself being like that when I get to a level of where I want to be. I can see people coming up to me like, oh, you're not, baby. I'm like, duh, come on, baby, let's get a photo.
Yeah,
like,
talking to them all crazy. But yeah, like,
I thought that you would have just been stuck up or something. Like, no, I'm down to earth. I'm me. So,
yeah.
I liked him. He was pretty cool. Another one, let me think. Because there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them.
Lil' Kim.
Oh, shout out Lil' Kim.
Shout out Lil' Kim. Fucking legend. Shout out Lil' Kim. Shout out the legend.
Yes.
When I met the motherfucking Queen Bee, the real Queen Bee. The real Queen Bee. The blueprint.
Oh, not the pink print.
The blueprint. The real blueprint. The blueprint where the pink print came from, okay? Yeah. Lord. When I met the Queen, you feel me? She kept thinking that I was Teyana Taylor. Because Tiana had a blonde wig. I had a blonde wig. Tiana had a black hat on. I had a black hat on. Tiana had on black and leather, and I had on black and leather. And we both, like, our outfits was, like, hella similar. So then when I was walking through VIP, she kept grabbing me like, Tiana, Tiana. I'm like, Queen, Miss Kim, it's so nice to meet you.
I'm honored, but I'm not Tiana.
And then she's like, oh, you're not, my bad. Ooh. So that was the first time she pulled me aside or whatever. Then that's when Tiana entered up through the VIP. And then when I seen her, I said, Tiana, we might as well get a picture. And then I was like, because we got similar outfits on and Kim keep calling me you. So we might as well get a photo together. And then she was like, okay, no doubt. We got a photo. Boom. And then everybody was telling me, like, this is when we was leaving the club. This was the BET after party or whatever. We leaving the little club or whatever. And they asked me, like, Kim was asking me when I walked out the, basically, like, these are the doors to the entrance of the club. We walking out. I'm going to the left. There's, like, a limo thing right here. And Kim is standing right there. And as I'm walking to leave, she grabbed me again. Tiana, where are you going? We supposed to be going to the after party. We supposed to... I said, because she was drunk. Like, she was lit. She was on. But it is what it is. You was having fun as fuck. You could grab me anytime. Grab me. Pull me. Okay? Put me on a song. We can do it together. Okay? We can say, fuck these bitches together. All right? So then she's like, oh, you come to after party, woo-woo. And then I was like, it's an honor, queen. I was like, but again, I'm not Tiana. Oh, you not. You not. I'm like, it's okay, but I'm Naya, baby. I'm an artist as well. Da-da-da-da. She gave me a hug, and then, you know, she went about her way or whatever. I wasn't like, because with me, I don't try to be like hella starstruck or whatever. I don't try to be like, you know. And then it took for me to have a negative situation with Nicki Minaj for me to realize, like, it's certain ways that I'm not going to come at these celebrities because they're going to think that, like, you're, like, fanned out. And I'm not fanned out. I'm a fucking artist. I'm a fucking entertainer. And I'm honestly talented more than half the people that's actually publicized. I'm just not publicized. Mm-hmm. So it's like I carry myself to a certain, you know, to a certain standard. So I feel like, you know, people should, you know, look at me that way. You get what I'm saying?
As such.
Yeah. So, you know, I just, those are two people that I feel like it was amazing. Those
shout out Michael Blackston and Lil Kim and honorable mention Tiana Taylor.
Period.
You know.
Shout out Tiana Taylor.
Yes. Okay.
I
want to
be a backup dancer. I might be an artist, but I'll fuck that shit up too. Don't play.
Okay, because she be.
No, because they was talking her about her dancer's toes when they was doing the little thing. I'm like, I'm gonna fuck if they was too small. I still would have hit it for you, Tiana.
For you.
Smash toes and everything.
Do it for Lil Saint.
Period. Okay.
So that crazy pool party that they had in Stockton, they brought the whole fucking city out. I wasn't there, but I seen it. I was like, ah, damn, let's pull y'all up upside down the pool.
Right.
You got to perform, right? And open up for her.
Yeah, I got to open up for Sukiyana.
How was that experience? Like,
how'd
that come about?
It was actually really lit. My girl Chloe, Chloe Kaboom, shout out my sis Chloe Kaboom. She was performing, and she had got put on with Bear and David B. And then we have a feature together. She was like, nah, you feel me? Because I was already trying to perform and I was already trying to host. But, like, there's always politics in the Bay Area. Mind you, we from Stockton.
Yeah.
I be getting did dirty because I'm not from the Bay Area. And I be having to fight. You know what I'm saying? From my rights. Like, no, you going to put me on this show. Like, are you going to fit it in there? Are you not going to count me out? Like, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, well, I'm going to make it on this motherfucker one way or another.
Right.
So then I was hosting and I was like selling tickets and shit like that. And then that's when Chloe was like, let's perform our songs. And then that's when Bree, shout out Bree. She made my flyer for the performance. And then, you know, when we got there and shit, me and we were already on the stage and shit like that. And I had already had a gift for Sukiyana. So I had brought her a dildo. And yeah, I had brought her a bag with it. It was like a cute little blue bag with it. It had a dildo that sucks on your clit and fucks you at the same time, and it's waterproof. And then I had got her some mink colored lashes. Like, I had colors at the end from one of the boutiques that I do brand ambassadors for. I had got her like the little fan spray thing with the water because, you know, it was hot as fuck out there.
Yes.
And then it was like some other little things, and it was like a goodie bag because, you know, I was just telling her, like, if I'm opening up for you, like, I'm just, you know, I'm showing my appreciation that, like, you're sharing your platform and your stage with me. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, she was like, I fuck with you. She hit me up on Instagram. Like, whenever I'm out here, it's good. It's like, ooh. That's why at the auditions, when I seen her, I'm like, Nat, you know me. Suki, you know me. Tommy, you know me in the hallway. Stop playing with me. I'm really out here.
I'm out here.
Before you was a judge, I was opening up for you, and we already got pictures before this shit. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You like, I just feel like The world is not gonna deny me anymore. I'm stepping on necks. I'm doing whatever the fuck I gotta do to be where I gotta be, because mm-hmm. I'm tired of being like pushed to the side, pushed to the back burner, slept on. I'm 31 years old. I don't have no more time to play no games. Like mm-hmm. it's you coming all for what's yours, or you feel me, or it's nothing. Like,
yeah.
And I'm not giving up. So all the people that's been sitting there waiting, all you 32.6K followers that be sitting there watching me all the time, don't like shit, don't post shit, don't say shit, I'm still winning.
She's not letting up. Period.
Period.
And that's where we're at with it. Thank you very much. Okay. So you already answered this question, because I was going to ask you, are you single and why or why not?
If y'all want to holler at me, I am.
She's single.
Look, I am.
She's single.
I'll be single for you. You got a bang?
So have you ever dated another artist, though?
Okay, so let's define dating, because dating in the modern day age now is different, because dating and being in a relationship and talking to somebody and then having a fuck buddy or having somebody
it's
so many categories and levels. So mm-hmm. we'll break it down and go into levels. Okay, so I've had people that have just wanted to fuck, and I know that they want to fuck, and in my mind I know they want to fuck, but they saying some other bullshit because right. they're trying to get me to that level. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So I'm not stupid. There's some people that are straightforward as fuck. Like the homie Haiti baby, he's straightforward as fuck. I fuck with you. Shout out Haiti. Shout out all his family. That's actually Devontae's blood cousin too.
Right.
Yeah. I love his mom. His mom, whenever she see me, she give me love. She always write me. We take photos. She dope as fuck. But don't feel no type of way about what I'm about to say about y'all family members. No disrespect. But I wanted to do a feature with him, because mm-hmm. before he really like got on, we were both from Stockton, and he had asked me for advice.
Yeah.
And mind you, I keep
I'm
all
being
my
in
receipts.
The industry or
yeah,
rapping
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And mind you, I keep all receipts or whatever. And so that's how we had like, you know, been, you know, tapped in and stuff. And of course, because I know his family, I grew up with his family. Like, I've known them ever since I was little. So
yeah.
I'm telling him, like, we need to do a song. I seen he did a song with these two twins that were from out here or whatever. So I'm like, we need to do a song together. What the fuck is only right? Like, I'm female Stockton, you male Stockton. Like, when you think of Stockton, who the fuck do you think about? You think about fucking Haiti baby and Naya baby. Stop.
Got to go together.
Come on now. So Haiti came to a couple of my stripper parties. He slid through. Shout out motherfucking Haiti. You already know I always slap your music. Shout out Haiti. And he had hit me up one day or whatever, and he was saying that he needed my help or something, or he needed me or something to like FaceTime him or something. Mm-hmm. And I know when like you FaceTime somebody, like that's so you can make sure you can see what they doing. You can't record them, or you can't do a photo, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So and he like, oh, so you feel me? Like, what's up with you and your bitch? Like, I'm trying to get a threesome. Like, flat out tell me, like, I'm trying to get a threesome. What's up? And I'm like, thinking in my mind, like, I'm not fucking you. You didn't give me no feature.
Yeah.
And I'm not mixing business with pleasure. I want to work with you. I don't want to fuck you.
Yeah, it's either one or the other.
But in my mind, I'm like, he was with his trainer, and then his personal trainer came, and I was like, basically like kind of just laughing the shit off, like just talking to him or whatever, you know, and then he was just like, you know, basically like saying like, I'm gonna call you back, whatever, but I gotta get back to my training. His personal trainer walked up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of like left it as that. We never like really talked about it again or whatever, because like, I wasn't gonna press the issue, because I don't want him to press the issue.
Right.
Cause, like, honestly, no lie, like, that's the homie. Like, I would see him as a person, like, we could go get money, we could go do tours, we could go do shows, we could go, you feel me, get some money off some bitches.
Up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We could go,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, in my mind, I'm like, you my friend, like, I don't wanna fuck you, like, I wanna fuck with you, though. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So.
See, some of y'all niggas need to hear that. I don't wanna fuck you.
I wanna fuck
I wanna
with
fuck
you.
With you.
Period. Like, we can get this back together.
Don't
you feel
that.
Me? And he was telling me, like, basically, like, if I did threesome, like, he'll do the song with me and, like, put all my dancers and my girls in his music video and shit. And I'm, like, laughing it off, like, yeah, sound good, but, like, no offense, but no, I'm not doing that. I don't get down like that. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if I wasn't in the music industry, you feel me, and then I seen Haiti, I'd fuck him. I probably would, because he's fine as fuck. But I'm in the industry just like you, and I want to be taken seriously just like you want
to
be taken
seriously.
Right,
you don't want to go to something
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
my craft speaks for itself. I got some good-ass music, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And with both of our like-minded individuals, for us to work together, I know we would have made some fire-ass shit.
Right.
And we both got the same engineer. He goes to Unseen Asylum. I was going to Unseen Asylum. Whenever I go in there and record, I see Haiti Baby's plaques. So in my mind, I'm like, we need to already be working together, you know? Like, fuck. And then, damn, if something happened, it happened. Let me show you.
Well, God damn it, it's going to happen. Well. But right now, we're trying to get to this bag.
Right. And then there was D-Lo. We don't give a fuck about know-how. Or D-Lo, if you don't give a fuck about know-how, all the shit I've been hearing, he clearly gives a fuck about hoes. Like, and my whole thing is like, I love D-Lo. We got this little love-hate situation, little friendship or whatever, because from the beginning, you feel me, like, basically, me and D-Lo was, like, talking or whatever the fuck you could call it. I was, you know, filming for him. We would go to his birthday celebration, pop out, might be kicking in the car, like, might see each other stuff. Like, we would just, it was, like, maybe, like, a little talking, like, kicking it type shit. And, but I actually like D-Lo, like, more than that. But my game goofy ass, I'm hella gullible. Like, when we're from Stockton, we don't really know how shit really moves in the Bay Area like that.
It's real fast.
They're hella fast paced. They're real, like, really about that life. You know what I'm saying? And it was just, like, I want to be his girlfriend, but his hoes is, like, nigga, you ain't about to be fucking with no square, bitch. If she ain't running in a bag for us, nigga, if she ain't getting this money for us, nigga, you not, like, what the fuck? Like, the fuck? So he, feel me, he was just telling me, like, you feel me, like, you know, you cool as fuck, I fuck with you, you know, you feel me, I rock with you, but like, he can't fuck with me like that. Like, if I'm not fucking and I'm not, you know what I'm saying, getting the bag for him, all the shit, like, and he was just like, you know, and I'm like,
you did
know.
You respect him more because he told you straight up like that?
I did respect D-Lo more for telling me, because at least I knew, like, okay, fuck it, we could just be friends, it is what it is. But at the same time, you feel me, when he went to jail, you feel me, we talked a couple times, you feel me, then when he got out of jail or whatever, you feel me, we talked, and then, you feel me, like, we do FaceTime and shit like that or whatever, we FaceTime each other and shit, you feel me, FaceTime with him, and then my brother had just passed away, you feel me, some couple months ago and shit, and thank you, and, you know, it was a, fuck, I'm getting choked up, it was a really hard time in my life, and, like, okay, hold on.
Take your time.
I got real bad anxiety, too. You guys don't know, but I have anxiety. It was a really hard time in my life, and I just needed people to actually, like, just, like, be there, like, you feel me, like, for support. Mm. So when D-Lo, like, slid out to Stockton, pulled up on me, like, you comforted me, like, you feel me, like, it was like, it like meant something. You know what I'm saying? So I damn near was ready to get it up the plus then. I almost, you feel me, not in the like, car, but I'm like,
you can have
fuck
it
then. I'm like, fuck it. It's been hella years. We've been, you feel me, on and off talking friends, not friends, booze, whatever the fuck you want to call
y'all
it. So
in regardless.
So I'm like, we kissing and shit. I'm like, man, we like, okay, like, well, what's up? He like, well, you've been playing. You've always been playing type shit. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not playing no more. So like, what's up? Like, when are we going to go on a date? When are we gonna go? We talked about going to the movies, talked about playing basketball because we both play basketball, and then we talked about getting a hotel. You feel me? So, yes, I'm spilling the beans because your ass didn't do it. And the fuck? So, because I know he gonna be mad. He gonna call me weird. He gonna say that bitch hella weird. He gonna say you're weird as fuck. Okay, because I'm telling my truth. Oh well,
tell your truth. That's the key word.
You got a whole show about to come out on the NYX or in whatever network about a dating show, and you want multiple girls. So at the end of the day.
What I'm saying doesn't matter right now.
That shit don't matter. Focus on that, you feel me? So, but yeah, and then I seen that he was fucking with a couple of Bay Area artists. And then me and this other, you feel me, artist, you feel me, we was talking on the phone, you feel me? And she was telling me about it, like, did he get you too? Like, what's going on? Ooh, I'm like, nah, he ain't got me. My name Bennett and I ain't in it. All we did was kiss. All I seen, you feel me? I seen some shit. I ain't do no shit. So,
yeah,
it ain't me. You feel me? So, there was that situation. Then when I moved to LA, what's the Shermer boy name? Ray Shermer?
Ray Shermer.
The light skinned one. What is it? Oh, Sway Lee. There we go. Sway Lee. Shermer boy, little Shermer boy. I'm fresh in the little LA scenes or whatever. And the Shermer boy, what he does is he targets young upcoming people that are inspired to do something, stuff like that. Mm. He targets these young girls. Yeah, I'm putting your ass out there. He targets these young people and these girls and stuff. And he like tells them like, oh, let's hang out. Let's do this, whatever. Mind you, I had a girl, my sis Lexi in LA. he was talking to her and talking to me at the same time. Mm. Mind you, we weren't friends at that time. She came to see one of my roommates because in LA, everybody be sharing. Like, you have a big ass house, but then there's hella people living in that house because it's hella expensive.
It's hella.
Like,
yeah.
I was living in Hollywood.
Okay.
So my girl Lexi, she's not my girl at the time, but when she came over to visit one of my homies that stay there. Mm. And he was trying to talk to her or whatever. But she came in the room to ask me, like, is he trying to fuck with you? Because I know all y'all live in this same place, but all of them, they got girls and he don't, and you single. So, like, she just wanted to know what's up because I was cute. You know what I'm saying? She wanted to know what's up or whatever. Like, what's going on? Ooh. And then I was just telling her, like, no, I'm talking, ooh, I'm talking to Sway Lee or whatever, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I talk to Sway Lee type shit. She showed me her phone. I show her my phone. I'm like, that's really the same number. Like, because yeah. I've FaceTimed him. I've seen him on, you know what I'm saying? He's sent videos, so we know it's him. You get what I'm saying? I didn't go meet up with him. She did because she wanted to see what was gonna happen or whatever. Mm. So that's neither here nor there. That's her story. But I didn't meet up with him after I seen that, oh, this is what you do. She got less followers than me. You talk to these females that are unknown because you're so known and you just feel like you could just...
No. He can just do what he want to do.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm like, no, I'm cool. I'm not fucking with the Shrimmer boys. No, I don't want the Shrimmer.
I don't want the Shrimmer. So what would be your ideal type of man or woman? What qualities would they have to have for you to be like, you know what? We could go on a date. What would they have to do?
Spoil me.
Spoil you?
Spoil the fuck out of me. Mm. If you spoil me, you probably can damn near get anything. You spoil me, I'll be nice. But when I'm not happy, then I'm a whole ass asshole. I'm a fucking asshole. I hate it. I really do. Sometimes I be like, I want to be nice. I do. Only person that actually really gets my full niceness.
Besides your daughter.
Yeah, besides my daughter, is probably my wifey. Mm-hmm. Like, because she's like so innocent and pure. Like, I just love her. Well, she ain't innocent. Her freaky ass. You freaky. But, she got the tongue thing going through here. Yeah, she freaky. But when you look at her up here, she just looks so innocent and so cute and adorable. Like,
yeah, like a little
bunny. Yeah, like a little doll. Just put her on a shelf and come back and fuck her when you want to. Like,
oh my God.
The blow up dolls. Little baby blow up. No, man. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I am dead. Okay, so your ass is crazy. So what do you feel, what trait do you feel you need to have to survive, like, in the industry, in the entertainment industry? Like, what do you have to have a lot of in order to get yourself, you know what I'm saying, heard and people to take you seriously?
I think you just have to have a really firm and strong backbone. Like, you can't, like... When basically people try to give you bullshit, you got to, like, stand your ground firmly. You cannot allow them to play with you. Let them play with you once, they're going to keep playing with mm-hmm. you. Like, you just have to, like, let them know what it is up front. Like, put it like this. I told people, I said, I'm not coming out no more for no hostings, not unless y'all paying me, right? So then when people started booking me, they already knew, like, okay, well, we got this or we got that, or, you know, just mergers or certain things that will work towards that way in my favor. Like, they knew, like, my energy, my spirit is a gift. So if I'm about to come out and y'all want this present, y'all want to be in my presence, you feel me? I need some money.
I need that.
Because I'm going to get your shit lit. It don't matter where we are. We could be on a fucking sidewalk. Nigga with a sign. I bet you that motherfucker's going to get lit.
You got a crowd around you in about 10 minutes.
The car stop. They stopping and shit, pulling over. What you doing? Twerking on the side of the road. Hello.
How you doing?
So
just a strong backbone. I could definitely see that because, shit, you got to jump through all type of loops and hoops, and people will try to play you and, you know, set up and all type of shit. So you definitely do have to have a strong backbone. I agree with that. So my last thing is, what advice do you have? And it could be about anything. It could be about the industry. It could be about family. It could be about confidence. It could be about anything. What would you tell the listeners and the viewers right now?
I will tell you guys to stay true to yourself. There will be a lot of people that will come in and out of your life, but at the end of the day, if you remain you and stay you, you will always prevail. What's meant for you will always be for you, and nobody can take what's meant for you from you. Mm. Don't look at other people and be like, oh, well, I want that or I want this, because everybody goes through what they go through to get them where they need to be. Mm-hmm. There will be people that come in your life for a season or for a reason. They will either be a blessing or a motherfucking lesson. Okay, so take that into consideration and just do unto others as others do unto you. Love people wholeheartedly and don't spill out hate, and watch you generate goodness. Okay.
Well, that was a word, a very powerful word, and very true to that. So thank you so, so much for coming on once again. Like, this has been a great ass episode.
Right, this is a great episode.
Firecracker for sure.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So tell everybody what you got coming up next, any events, new music coming out. What do you have coming up next for Nye Baby Two Fly?
Okay, so I just dropped a promo video for my song Game Over featuring Grimy Kid. I just dropped that yesterday, and I said 100 likes and 100 comments, and I would drop it. I know y'all waiting for me to drop it because y'all done gave me over 200-something likes and over 200 comments.
Where's that?
They like, where the fuck the video at? When I get home after this interview, I'm going to go drop it, okay? I promise you. I'm going to go drop it so y'all can see the full video. And then I am hosting two nights, okay, at Insomnia Nightclub for ASM. It's Boomster, right? Am I saying Boomster?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm saying it right. Cause I be saying Bompster, and then people be saying like, you saying it wrong. And I'm like, I want to get the artist name. Yeah, it's Boomster, ain't it? Am I saying it? It's Boomster.
I feel like it's Boomster. Are we wrong?
ASM Boomster? Look, do not be mad at me. I'm still coming to
we
host
still promoting
and turn
it,
your shit up. Okay? just know that I'm bad with names, but last time you was in the motherfucking O, okay, last time you was in the town, it went down and I was on stage getting that shit lit for you. I'm gonna do it again, okay? That's tonight, on the 14th. And then tomorrow the 15th at Key Rico Nightclub, I will be having my show. Okay, and guess what? I got motherfucking backup dancers. I got motherfucking my friend D got it. Our song Big Mouth, that dropped probably a couple months ago. Big Mouth remix. It's out on all platforms. You guys can go and download it. Send me all the twerk videos to it because we talking our shit. We got a big motherfucking mouth in that shit. And guess what? The A&R for Empire will be in the building tomorrow. Let me turn around and get motherfucking signed. Let me turn around and get motherfucking signed, okay? Y'all will see me in Stockton still, but I'm going to be moving mean, okay?
Thank you, period. All right, you heard it here. She got all this good shit coming up. Make sure you follow her. Tell them your Instagram name.
Okay. Make sure you guys follow me. At NIYYABBYTOOFOY, Nye Baby Two Fly. Follow my photography page at NyaBaby_photography. Then follow my business page, One Stop Shop. Everything double at the end. So One Stop Shop, just double every letter at the end, One Stop Shop. I'm trying to think. Do I have another page that you need to follow?
Because you is a One Stop Shop.
Right. Definitely is. Book me if you guys want photography, hair, makeup, and styling. Book me if you want the pole fitness. Book me if you want me to come host, promote, or turn your club up, perform. And I also do massage therapy. So if y'all bodies is feeling a type of way, I got the oil in the car and it's heated. I can heat up the oil, got the towels. And if you guys want the premium package, I massage you in lingerie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well... There you go. Whatever you need, she's providing it. She is a one-stop shop and a woman of many
hats. Not everything. I don't do prostitution. Not that.
Besides the prostitution, she got you with everything else.
Everything else, I got you.
Okay. Yes. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this episode, to this video, to this channel. Share it with your mama, your auntie, your brother, and your uncle at the cookout. Okay. All right. That's been a good episode of Quantity Radio, and we will see you next time. Thank you for tuning in.
Over and out.